Good morning, everyone. I forgot to turn the microphone on the other one. It's a good thing I checked these things. Day one, already off to an interesting start. I apologize. Welcome, everyone, to day one of our stress and overwhelm. Holy cow. Are we going to have some unique and powerful times over the next week? And then for those who choose to continue over the next 21 days. This life of ours constantly provides opportunities for us to move through old patterns and old beliefs that have happened to us in the past. And unfortunately, when we're not listening or we don't have the capacity, we don't have space, and our space is so close to our bodies, our being, our soul, all we can do is react. And reaction is a state of the mind. And that state of the mind in reaction creates stress, anxiety, and overwhelm. So that's kind of the mechanics of it. And I've discovered this really cool system of healing called Spontaneous Transformation Technique. And also, as part of the Spontaneous Transformation Frequency, there's also a tool, a whole bag of tools of guided journeys and healings that will support you in unwinding these things that are running deep in the unconscious that are kind of running the show and creating this lack of space, which creates reaction. So what we're going to be doing over the next 7 days and then 21 days in total is to address these parts of us. And here's what's different about what we do is that we don't try to get rid of. I know that sounds weird. We don't try to fix. We don't try to cure. We don't even try because all of those things are pieces of the mind that need to control and manipulate to feel safe. So instead, what we're going to do is allow. We're going to play and we're going to notice. I know that sounds a little weird, but stick with it. I promise you, you'll find something different. We're going to allow. We're going to honor and acknowledge those parts of us that are reacting to life and creating anxiety and stress. We're going to honor and acknowledge the parts of us that have been protecting ourselves for really, really good reasons. Anxiety, stress, and overwhelm are the most important and powerful protection mechanisms to feel safe. I know that sounds weird. However, when we start moving into this path, it's already started. The healing has started right now. The spontaneous transformation frequency is quite powerful. And when it has an intention like overcoming stress, doing a healing intensive on stress, anxiety, and overwhelm, the energy frequency is there in support of you. So no matter what I say, there's a potentiality for your mind to consider it more deeply than likely possible in any other realm. And that's part of what the spontaneous transformation frequency is doing. It's here in absolute support of you. And it supports your system to receive. So allow yourself in this moment to consider that you are going to receive for the next 7 days and possibly if you continue with us for the next 21 days. You're going to receive and receive and receive and receive and receive. Does that sound good? And in the process of receiving, here's what is the mechanism of what's going to be happening in our time together. What's going to be happening in our time together? Okay, just want to make sure that everything's working well. Is that we are going to gather together and the frequency is there for you. And together, as our minds start to tap into that frequency and start to change and unwind, we're going to unwind these old patterns and beliefs. And as we do that together in this large group, there's a couple thousand of us here. As we do that together in this large group, we lift everyone up with us. Okay? So we lift each other up. We lift the planet up. Isn't that cool? And when you join the Facebook group, you can do that on the page that you're on right now. If you scroll up a little bit, there's a link to the Facebook group. When you join the Facebook group, you now become part of a community that is also holding an intention of lifting each other up. And we are going to powerfully play and dance in a new paradigm of what's possible in a world that doesn't have these extreme levels of stress, anxiety, and overwhelm. Now, again, I get that that probably sounds like it's impossible. Have you seen the news? Your mind is telling me. Are you insane? How can that change? Well, here's the really best part, is that the things outside of us respond to our field of being. Our thoughts create things, and when our thoughts are more balanced, together in aggregate, we create something different out there. But that's not the point. The point is that your perspective, your purview is going to change on everything that's out there. And as a result, anxiety and stress and overwhelm will change into something different. You're going to be moving. And by the end of our 21 days together, you'll remember this conversation and say, wow, that happened. By the end of the 7 days together, for those who are just hanging out for the 7 days, you're going to say, wow, I see the possibilities and it's changing. And whatever you choose is fine, by the way. There's zero pressure here. I trust your soul. I trust your soul's decision. I trust your soul process. It's all perfect. There is zero pressure here, okay? So just allow yourself to know, what if you can create space in your field? And that space creates a capacity to be able to respond to life instead of react to it. Reaction is the source of stress, anxiety, and overwhelm. React. It shows up, we react. It's here. It's all right here. And so what we are doing is we're going to be developing space so that the response happens way out here. Okay? That's where response is. That's where the ability to respond is. That's responsibility. And when we have an ability to respond, we have capacity to consider, to think, to move into a place that is different. We have capacity to pause and consider, what if? What if there's something else going on here? And in that capacity is freedom. In that capacity is a state of neutrality, which means there's not as many expectations, there's not as many control measures, there's not as many conditions attached, there's not as many expectations. All of those things, control, expectations, attachments, all of those things create stress, overwhelm, and anxiety. So we are going to unwind those things, and we are going to create new neural pathways in our beautiful mind that are creating that world of neutral, where these conditions and expectations just don't exist. And we're going to create capacity let me describe what feeling is. For you to feel you, for you to be authentically you. And when you are authentically you and you can feel you, can you actually feel your emotions honestly, powerfully? When you do that, you have this natural protection, if you will. It's not quite the right word, but it fits for now. When you are authentically in your power, when you have capacity and space to respond instead of react, when you have this place of more neutrality that is actually what love is, it doesn't have conditions or expectations attached. When all that is there, you have this beautiful energy of just being you. And in that energy of the authentic you-ness is tremendous power. And in that power is natural protection. Are you guys in? Are you ready? So This call is going to be slightly longer than most of them. I'm going to try to keep most of them to around 30 minutes. This one might be a little bit longer because it's our first day and I want to just share a few things. So the first thing I want to share is that I'd like you to start a journal. I'd like you to start a journal. And the journal is going to be yours for the next 7 days. And if you continue on with me, it's for the next 21 days. And each day in that journal, I'm going to ask you some questions. They're going to be in the emails. I'm going to be posting them on the replays as well. And there's going to be an exercise for you to do every day, things to consider. And part of what we're going to be doing is we're going to be allowing your mind to chew on things. When your mind is chewing away, it is distracted away from the fear and the worry and the blame and the judgment and the boogeyman that's going to get you, the shoe that's about to fall, the sky that's about to fall. When your mind is chewing on things and considering, it moves into a different state. And that state allows the heart to start to be more and more in charge, allows the higher self to be more and more in charge, allows you to be more and more powerful and authentic. And we're going to slowly but surely change the dynamic of your relationship with your mind. Your mind is doing what it's doing for really, really good reasons. So I am not judging the mind or giving short shrift to the mind at all. The mind has really good reasons for what it's doing. Really good reasons, important reasons. Reasons of protection and safety. So the mind is not at fault here. And there is no fault or blame. By the way, there is no broken. There's just us dancing through this interesting life adventure in the beautiful experiments that we set up for ourselves as spiritual scientists when we came down to this planet. We said, ooh, I want to play with this, and ooh, I want to play with love. I want to play with forgiveness. I want to play with leadership. I want to play. And when we choose those experiments, there's all kinds of foils, if you will, of upset that we want, of resistance that we want to push against in order to understand it. So if we want to have a level 10 experience of love, we have resistance that is opposite to love in order to create the understanding of what love is. And that's part of what is happening. And what happened is that a lot of pain happened. And we left our heart. We abandoned our heart. We abandoned our bodies. And then the mind had to take over to keep us alive. And it's doing a skill set it was not designed to do. And the only way the heart knows how to move forward, because the mind knows how to move forward. The heart and the higher self has the plan, has the blueprint, knows what's next. The mind follows the guidance of that plan and blueprint. And the plan and the blueprint has been gone. So our mind's going, oh my God, okay, I'm just going to make do. So it has great reasons for creating anxiety, overwhelm, and upset. I know that sounds weird. It has great reasons for doing that. Okay? All right. So we're going to the journal. Okay, the journal. Let me get back to the journal. So each day you're going to write in your journal, and I'm going to give you an exercise. Every day I'm going to give you an exercise. So if you haven't, I've opened this up for a lot of my list. If you haven't registered, register so you can get the emails because there's bonuses and there's all kinds of stuff there. And I'm going to be trying to post a lot of this on the page that you're on right now. So here's the deal. I want you to ask these three questions in your journal today. This is today's homework. And this is kind of an intake form for you and your experience here. That you will, by the end of it, go back and read and see the change. Because what happens is when we change so dramatically in such a short period of time, we forget. We forget where we started because we're just different. So this is going to allow you to create a stake in the ground, a marker in the ground, if you will. Excuse me. And allow you to really be present with who you are in this moment, because you'll never be quite the same as you are in this moment. So here's the three questions. What is the source of my stress, anxiety, and overwhelm? What is the source of my stress, anxiety, and overwhelm? I want you to write that down. Not right now, but right after the call. And question number two. So write the question down, though, is what is the source of my stress, anxiety, and overwhelm? and you probably received the email with this in it as well. What would being in ease and freedom look like? What would being in ease and freedom look like? What would being in ease and freedom look like for you? Okay. The third question is, what will being in this program provide for me? What is your thought that being in this program will provide for you? So write those three questions down. The second thing you're going to do in your journal is you're going to create a set of pages where you're going to capture some things. And it's called the What is Right page. Okay? So this is your What is Right tracker. You're going to track the things that are right in your world every day. All right? Every day, you're going to capture what's right. So you're going to capture when someone opens a door for you. You're going to capture when someone lets you into traffic. You're going to capture a moment of kindness that you witness, even if you're not receiving it. You're going to capture the people that you love in your life and the experiences that you have each day. You're going to capture that moment with your pet. You're going to capture that wonderful conversation with a friend. You're going to capture one of the moments here on the call, maybe, on these healing intensive sessions. You're going to capture something that happens in Facebook. Every day, you capture at least one thing of what is right and good in your world. What is right and good in your world. Now, some of you, I know we've called you forth because you're interested in changing overwhelm and stress and anxiety. And I would throw upset in there, too. And you're probably saying, are you nuts, Jen? There's nothing that's good. Did you not hear me when I said I was stressed and have anxiety and overwhelm? Yes, I heard you. And there is one thing that you can capture today. One thing. Maybe it's your favorite pen. Maybe it's your favorite chair. Maybe it's your favorite binky. Maybe you have a favorite pillow. That's right. That's something that is right and good in your world, okay? So no matter what is going on, I want you to every single day track at least one thing. And if you can track a lot more, that is even better. Every day, track what's right in your world, okay? And a little bit later, I'm going to explain why we're doing that. For now, trust me, you're in the program, so do it. And it doesn't take long. 2-3 minutes. Track what's right. Wake up in the morning or right before you go to bed if you want to find a ritual with it. Get your little journal out, the What is Right tracker pages, and write what's right about this day. What's right about this day? What happened that was good and right in my world this day? Okay? All right. As I said, we're going to go a little bit long today. I also want to tell you that I usually start with a slight cognitive conversation. And again, that's part of the spontaneous transformation system. The healing starts before the call starts, before these sessions start. And the STT frequency turns on and already starts the healing process. Now, when I do the cognitive conversation like we just did and have your mind consider some new ideas, your mind is chewing away, and it is creating what I call an unwinding. And there is beliefs that are being unwound. And that's part of what we're going to be doing a lot in the next 7 days and 21 days, if you choose to continue, is to unwind beliefs. We are going to unwind beliefs. And these beliefs are deep in the unconscious that are creating a lot of the upset that you're experiencing right now. And I know that many of you are saying, yeah, but it's my circumstances that are creating the upset and stress. I get it. And I want you to consider something. Some of you who have been in my programs before, you're going to hear this again. But it's powerful. You're going to hear it in a new way because you're different now as you approach this program. Okay. So I'm going to talk about trauma and talk about patterns and beliefs. And I'm going to talk about a story that I usually tell, which is about a little boy who had an amazing day at the skate park. Amazing. Oh, my gosh. He just had the best. It was an idyllic July day. Perfect weather. Not too hot, not too cold. Lovely breeze. Little boy didn't really notice that. He just knew it was a good day. The best part of the day, he was at the skateboard park. and he was with his friends, and he had a blast. He was having so much fun with his friends. Oh, my goodness. Apology, a little tickle in my throat. And he landed a whole bunch of jumps. Oh, he was having the best day. And he had been working on these jumps for months, and it was just, like, perfect. He was in bliss. And he was walking home with a skateboard under his arm, and he found a stick. Oh, he found the best stick, a little 10-year-old boy with a great stick. It was a good day. He decided to, as he's walking home, he started pushing it against fences and started making a little beat, you know. And he would bop along to the beat that he was making with the stick against these fences. What he didn't know is the next yard over with a low white picket fence, there was a Rottweiler in that yard, and it had a fault in its collar. And he's pushing this stick, not knowing that, against this fence with the Rottweiler. The Rottweiler was getting, oh, so upset, because this is his territory, right? And so the boy is pushing it along. The Rottweiler lunges, and the collar breaks. And he lunges right over the fence, and the boy drops his skateboard and is running now for his life. And the Rottweiler grabs his pant legs, and the boy falls down. And when he falls, he skins his knees. And the Rottweiler is about to pounce on him, and the owner at the last minute and the neighbor grabs the dog and calms the dog down. And the little boy just gets up, and he runs as fast as he can straight home. He walks into the front, into the side door where the kitchen is. And in he walks, and his mom is in the kitchen. He's so grateful to see her. Oh, my God, my mom. And his mom is dealing with his other six brothers and sisters and their disasters. And she is frazzled. She looks him up and down and says, okay, he's alive. Good enough for me. And she says, go upstairs and clean up. He didn't even get a chance to tell her what was going on. She says, you're fine. Go upstairs and clean up. And then she notices that he doesn't have a skateboard. And she yells at him for not having his skateboard. So he runs upstairs, and that's the end of the story. Now, that is a story of trauma. That is a story of trauma. And what happened in that moment is that boy made dozens, maybe even thousands, of conclusions about who he is and about what life is. He made conclusions like, if I'm in bliss, I could die the next minute. You see this? This is the belief. Now, that belief now dominates his being, his field of being. And there, 30 years later, when he's falling in love with a woman for the fifth time, he can't commit because love is a moment of bliss and he could die the next minute. You see this? This is what our beliefs do. Okay, so that's just one of many. The other belief is my mom doesn't care about me, or my brothers and sisters are more important than me. My skateboard is more important than my life. Those are the beliefs, and those beliefs are now in his field of being. Now, each one of those beliefs has a vibrational resonance, okay? And we create coping mechanisms now to protect ourselves from the emotions that didn't get expressed in that moment. So we create wild and crazy protection mechanisms like blame and judgment and freaking out or repressing and not showing our light. These are protection mechanisms. Stress, overwhelm, anxiety are protection mechanisms, ironically. And some of them are symptoms, a result of protection mechanisms. Okay? So we've got these traumas that all of us have happened, and the conclusions that we made from the traumas that created beliefs that are now running deep in the unconscious and creating a vibrational framework, if you will. If you don't like the word vibrational, all this is metaphor. This is just metaphor. So they're creating this vibrational field in our state of being, right? So now our universe is filled with these deep unconscious beliefs. Now it's almost as if the fabric of our universe, if you use that as a metaphor, it's like we have this big ball of our universe, our individual universe, and the fabric of that universe is made from these beliefs. Beliefs create things. That's a saying. So the deep unconscious beliefs are running the show and creating the environment. And that environment is creating all kinds of things that appear to be obstacles and upsets that are creating your circumstances. So the reason I did that whole big, huge story and rigmarole is to show you that when we can go in and unwind those core beliefs, unwind the moments of trauma, go back into the core of us and honor that part of us that made that conclusion. Honorably, that conclusion was a good conclusion, and many of them protected us, and the mind continues to protect us to this day. And when we unwind that, we create new circumstances. Our circumstances change. I've seen this. I have worked with tens of thousands of people, and I have seen over and over and over again how individuals change so dramatically. Their circumstances shift as a result of knowing who they are. So imagine this. Imagine someone who is timid and scared. Okay, just imagine that. Imagine someone who is the same person but is totally in their power. And see them side by side and just witness temporarily the mechanism of the ripple of their universe. The person who is totally in their power has space and capacity, and whenever anything is approaching, they now have capacity to respond to it and say, oh, I think I'm going to choose something a little bit different, and that whole incident just passes them by. I remember being driving in the car, and I was on the highway, and I heard really clearly in my head, this is just my intuition saying, get off the highway right now and go to the mall. This was South Coast Plaza. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't want to go to the mall. I was going, no, get off right now and go to the mall. I'm like, well, okay. I guess there's things I could get at the mall that I've been wanting to do. So I exit, and just as I exit, right in front of me, a truck with lumber, all the lumber falls off and it pierces cars, and there's this huge accident that happened seconds after I exited. I would have been right in the middle of it. Circumstances change when we are in a state of presence and have capacity to hear our own wisdom. Our own wisdom. Isn't that the coolest thing? And that's what you can expect. Okay, so I want you to know that what's been happening right now is that through the conversation, there has been an unwinding. There has been a powerful healing unwinding as your mind starts to grok this. So I'm going to take us on a short journey right now to start our power up, okay? And if you haven't, listen to the bonus audios. They are incredibly powerful. There's a one that is day one from a previous 21-day session. It's going to give you some oh my God, it's such a powerful one. It's going to show you your power, and I'm going to dance with that a little bit right now to contribute even more. But be sure to listen to your bonuses, which are on your page. Okay? All right. So let's dive into a little healing journey. Know that the SDT frequencies are here in absolute support, supporting you to get this even more deeply than you think you can. Know that anything that we do here cannot overwhelm you. You're getting exactly what you need, no more and no less. Okay? So if your mind is saying, gosh, I thought this was going to be different, I want more, consider that what if that's just your mind and you're getting exactly what you need. And if you're thinking, oh my God, I'm overwhelmed, this is too much, what if that's just your mind and you're getting exactly what you need, no more, no less? What if that were true? What would that be like? What if it were true? What would that be like, that you're getting exactly what you need? And my attention is so strong. And people share with me after these 21 days that that's exactly true. So what if that were true for you, that you're getting exactly what you need? Okay, here's our journey. Take a nice deep breath. And we're going to go to this place that is neutral. Just pretend with me. This is fantasy. This is play. Pretend that there's this plane that is all white. It's like a white room, a white area in your consciousness. And you're just going to bring your attention there, and poof, there you are. And in this plane of whiteness is this, it's just pure neutral, pure stillness. There are no conditions, there are no expectations, there are no attachments here. There's just you in stillness. There we go. And just, what if you were in this plane of stillness? What if that were true? What if that were true? And if you don't think you are, what if you just have an inkling that you might be there? If you have just an inkling that you might be there, the inkling contains within it the whole, and you're right there. The inkling is like a slice of a hologram that contains within it the whole hologram. So just having an inkling that you are in this beautiful white plane, you are there. That's it. And just play and pretend that you're there. Pretend and just say, what if I were in this white area that was completely neutral? What would that be like? There it is. There it is. There. Good. And now just pretend that you're in this beautiful white plane. And there's nothing here but love. Just love. And it's a concentrated love. It's this love in this neutral energy where there are no attachments, no conditions. So you might notice that your thoughts lessen here, that the hard edges of life soften ever so slightly. That's it. Good. That's it. And as you stand in this room just in stillness, you start to notice that you have more breath. You might start to notice you have more capacity to just be you, to just be you. And as you are just you, you start to notice, yeah, that you have some special qualities that make up just you. You have these special qualities of being that make up just you. I call them you are the sliver of divinity. You are a sliver of the infinite and eternal energy of love. And you are an individuated sliver that has your own unique, beautiful qualities. And these incredible qualities contribute to everyone, including you. As you just start to notice your qualities, you start to notice your qualities, and you look over, and there's a clothing rack. And the clothing is all shimmering and shining and bright and has light coming off of it. Isn't that cool? So as you approach this clothing rack, and for some of you who can't see this, just sense it. It's okay. For some of you who don't have a lot of visuals, it's okay. Just sense what I'm saying, okay? Sense what I'm saying. Sense that there's a clothing rack there. Sense the light. It's just as powerful as seeing it. And as you approach the clothing rack and you see all the shimmering clothing and you sense all the light that is coming off of it, you realize that these are your qualities. Each one represents the brilliant qualities of your divinity, of your singular slice of the infinite and eternal. They represent your heritage of light. And so as you just brush your hands, you start to get an idea of some of your qualities. So, for example, I'll share some of mine. There's that cloak of mischievousness. There's that cloak of laughter and fun. There's one of wisdom. Yeah, there's the cloak of play. There's the cloak of adventure. These are my qualities. What are yours? What are your qualities? And you're going to take one of the qualities. Ooh, I think I'm going to take the adventure. And we're just going to put it on. And we're going to be reminded of that quality, that that's who we are. We're going to be reminded that this is one of the aspects of who I really am. And we just swish it around and we dance a little bit in it and we just feel it. And as we notice that as we put this cloak on, that the cloak, the energy of the cloak does something marvelous to us, for us, with us, through us, as us. It reminds us of who we are as this state of divinity, of this state of light. And we feel it penetrating, if you will, and reminding ourselves, reminding our physical body, reminding our mind, reminding our emotions, reminding every part of our being to the atomic level of the quality of who we are. And with this cloak on, we start to kind of act out the quality. So I'm going on some adventures. What are you doing with your quality? What kind of things are opening up and happening with your cloak on? And know that with this cloak on, and you are awakening this beautiful quality that is you. It's always been you. It's just been, you just didn't know it as thoroughly as you know it in this moment. And as you put this cloak on, know that it is creating tremendous power and a natural protection. And you become that powerful version of you as this quality. And as you do, you feel that there's more capacity. There's more space in your field of being. And you feel your strength and your power as you simply wear what is you already. And you are able to do things that you didn't think you could. You're able to say things you didn't know you had in you. You're able to create and innovate things that you didn't know was possible. And the only operative thing in there is that you just didn't know. This is who you are. This is you. And so you dance and play and spin. I'm seeing some of you spinning in your cloak, just spinning. And as you spin, that's everyone's spin. You can't get dizzy, by the way, with this kind of spinning. This is the Sufi kind of spinning. And as you spin, you see that there's things that are coming off of you that aren't in alignment with this quality that you are. And this, as you spin, you can feel this energy, the vortex of the energy, creating a natural leaving of some old resonant beliefs and energy that is no longer needed in the energy of this beautiful quality that is you. Beautiful. Beautiful. And you can feel that as that spin starts to lessen and you start to slow it down, that exactly what was needed to be released is released. And you feel that there's a difference in your physical, emotional, and mental bodies, if you will. That there is a difference, that you feel more and more of this quality. And now, something magical is going to happen. You take the cloak off, you put it on the hanger, and you notice that the cloak is still shimmering with that energy of that quality. And so are you. It's part of you now. You can't unknow this. You now know this quality, and it is awake. It is awake within you. It is awake within you. You can't unknow it. There's a powerful healing singularity happening right now as you recognize, you recognize you, as you recognize, as you shine the light of consciousness from your mind on who you really are. And you stand in the power of that one quality. You can see there's lots of qualities left, isn't there? This one quality gives you such power, such strength. There's a beautiful healing singularity happening. So I'm just tracking the energy of the healing singularity as something profound has unwound from our unconscious beliefs. One of those beliefs about who we are is unwinding, and we're creating new neural pathways of who we are as this quality. That's it. That's it. I know when there's silence, I'm just tracking the energy. There we go. Ah, there's a beautiful release that just happened there. A beautiful resolution, a beautiful spontaneous transformation. That's it. Ah, beautiful. Well done. And bring your attention back to this moment. And bring your attention back to here and now. And I want you to open your eyes, but don't open them yet. I want you to open your eyes with consciousness. I want you to open your eyes in the energy of this quality, so that it's not just something that happens when your eyes are closed. It's here now, and it becomes a waking meditation. So open your eyes into that quality that is coursing through you right now. That's it. And open your eyes to a new world. Look around and see that the world might look a little bit different, just a little. This is only day one. This is habit-breaking territory. Good. Good. Good, good, good. Good, good, good. So, the other thing I'd like you to notice and keep track of is your questions. Okay? So I want you to start another sheet that keeps track of your questions. Because your questions will show you where your mind is taking you. Your questions will show you your beliefs. They're not wrong and they're not bad, and I do not want you to change your questions. No, that's not how this works. What I am asking you to do, though, is to be on a beautiful, powerful adventure of noticing for the next 7 days, and then if you choose to continue, for the next 21 days. A beautiful adventure of noticing. So, when you notice your questions, you are going to be noticing your beliefs. You're going to be noticing the dominant storyline of what's wrong. Okay? And I'm just noticing some of the questions here. Marlene is asking me, is it 21 days? No. The following 14 days. I apologize. Let me correct that. It's 7 days and then the following 14. It's a 21-day total program. I apologize. Okay. Okay, so Tara is saying that there's no difference between react and respond. It's semantic nonsense. Yeah, and that's a belief. And I'm also noticing, Tara, that you are having amazing questions here that you've been sharing throughout the conversation about what's wrong with your life. I would like you to capture all of those. Everything that you wrote to me, I would like you to capture in your diary, because that diary is going to show you the dominant storyline, and that storyline is what is creating the stress. And I get that the storyline is describing the events of your life. And what if, just consider, you're in this program for a reason. So all of you who have a really intense life right now, I get it. I've got an intense life right now myself. I totally get it. And just what if there's a way to look at this that will change it? Would you be willing to play? Would you be willing to consider? And if you're not, then this program probably isn't right for you. And that's okay. That's okay. But if you really do want to change, would you consider noticing? Would you consider noticing that there might be a difference between react and respond? And there it actually could be an energetic difference. And if that's an impossible thing for you, then it's okay. I'm good with that. What I do know is that your mind is using that as a protection mechanism, as it should. Your mind is pointing at what's wrong in your life. And I'm not talking to Tara, I'm talking to all of us. Our minds point at what's wrong in our life and say, that's what's wrong. And when we point at that thing that's wrong, we give it energy. We make it so. So what if, just for the next 7 days, you consider trying something just a little bit different, because what you've tried to date hasn't changed anything. So what if you consider that some of the things that I'm saying might make a difference? Just play. Just pretend for 7 days. 30 minutes for 7 days in the whole scope of your life is nothing. It's not even a blink. So what if for the next 7 days you just pretend with me? And just see what happens. What if it did change? What if that small consideration actually made a difference? Right? So our amazing minds are so powerful, and they powerfully protect us by holding on to the old perspectives, as they should, because that's the only way we need to be safe. But there is something new happening here. And what if, by just considering, what if, by just playing and just saying, none of this is real, none of this is true, but okay, I'll go along with it. And at the end of 7 days, you feel different. That'd be worth it, wouldn't it? And if it's not, then just point at me and say, you're an idiot and I'm out of here. And that's totally fine. That's totally fine. I am okay with that. I'm okay with all of you pointing at me and calling me an idiot. And if that's what works for your beautiful mind, then that works for me. It's all good. All good. Okay. So day one complete. Oh, we went way long, and I apologize. I am going to keep these to 30 minutes, but this was our first day, and I did want to get it started, and this is a big topic. It's a big topic for minds that are really involved in it. So I went a little bit longer, and I thank you for being part of this. You know, you are co-creating this with me. I never know what I'm going to do on these healing sessions. I always just tap into the moment with you that are here and those who are listening long into the future. I've got you. I have this weird capacity to tap into people who are going to be listening to this in years to come. So all of you are part of this, okay? I've got you. I see you. And then you work through me, through my guidance, to come back and give you exactly what you need. So this is a co-creation, and that's why this is so powerful, because I just listen to you and tell you what you're wanting. So just consider this right now. I am me talking to you. I am not Jennifer McClain, who knows everything, who knows better. I am you speaking to you, period. Sometimes I don't even remember what I say. Part of that might be mental pods. Now, there's a belief. Thank you, folks, for day one. Please, please, please come tomorrow in the next 7 days and just see what's possible. And if at the end of 7 days you go, this is bunk, then perfect. But play with me, okay? Try it. Play. See what shows up. You never know. I love you. I thank you. I'll see you on day two. Bye, everyone.